Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 7th of March, recording at 9:10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. A generally easier tone in stock markets in both Asia and Europe and the U.S., although the Dow managed to put on a late rally, up 22 points at the close. The other two main indices, well, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were on the downside here today. Government bonds barely steady in here today, but off the lows. That should be said. Looking a tiny bit overextended in the short term, but the recent action has been bearish, as you're probably well aware. The dollar, pretty good rally in here today in this sort of choppy, nervous environment that we're seeing. Metals mostly in retreat, and oil down a little bit, natural gas up a bit in here today. Okay, now I've been away from the office much of the day, but I've been here since the late afternoon, and I've had more than enough time to review the markets that I wanted to see and get an overall feel for what's going on. I do need to mention that I need to be away tomorrow as well, so Owen will be entirely in charge in terms of comment of the day and the audio, and leaving you in capable hands, fortunately. Now, general impressions. First, I think this is an environment in which it's a lot easier to lose money than to make money. People are generally nervous. They sense that things are changing, not least due to the Japanese monetary policies, the end of the accommodation, super accommodative period that we've seen for such a long time period, the continued upward pressure on interest rates in the U.S. and some other countries. The three-year stock market rally. There are a lot of factors in here that are making investors nervous. And this is reflected in some choppy action. And I think that we will see the volatility increase. And that makes it harder for traders. And it also will unnerve investors generally. There's talk of some liquidity contraction. I think the main liquidity contraction would occur if we get in investors turning cautious, and that wouldn't surprise me in the least. And so I do feel that we are very much on course for a medium-term correction. We may see this to-ing and fro-ing continue for a while longer here. After all, my best case scenario was that stock markets would hold reasonably steady through the first quarter of this year. But I do feel that the caution lights are all flashing in here. A number of these stock market rallies have lost upward momentum, particularly some of the markets that were leading the rally all along. So that stands out on the charts. And if you look at a market such as the U.S., where people have been, Wall Street has been hoping for a catch-up move. In other words, Wall Street had a flat performance last year, or the U.S. stock market had a flat performance last year. A lot of people have been saying that it might play catch-up this year. Well, statistically possible, but I don't really see the evidence. And have a look at that utilities index that I posted before. I regard that as a leading indicator, and it certainly shows evidence of top formation development overall. Keep an eye also on the banks. Now, the banks have been mostly pretty firm, and I don't think we're going to see a medium-term correction without deterioration in banks. UK banks, for instance, have been among the firmest. But you look at Japan, which has been pretty much in the pole position since July of last year, and that bank's index has clearly lost upward momentum and is susceptible to a downward break. So Again, I think this is a risky environment overall. Not risky enough for me to. I'm not forecasting a bear market, but can we see corrections of 20% or a bit more in some of the more overextended markets? Sure, we can. We've already seen some mining shares, which I do certainly like for the long term, but they had a fabulous year last year. As a matter of fact, they've had several good years, and some of them have seen corrections of 10 to 15% recently. So in this type of environment, we can easily see further corrections, medium-term reactions for most of the stock markets overall. Government bonds, I think that there's clear technical evidence of deterioration overall. You will have seen that 10-year US Treasury chart that I posted yesterday. And if you look at all the charts for either government, long-dated government bond yields, or look at the futures prices continuation charts in the library, and I think it's hard to come to any conclusion if you look at the longer-term charts that government bonds have been in a topping out phase since June 2003, and to whatever extent they are weak, that's likely to weigh on GDP growth, stock markets, and could easily lead to some slowing down in terms of the velocity of money, and that would have a negative effect generally on most markets. I do have a modest short position in the government bonds, but I haven't been more aggressive. I'm almost certainly going to add more short positions. But the early stages of a bear market, and I suspect that's exactly where we are, the early stages of a secular bear market for long-dated government bonds, are the least rewarding, the most choppy overall. You don't get those really smooth, persistent trends that last for months and months, and sometimes even years, until there's been a general conversion and pretty well everyone is on the same side of the trade. Now, other danger areas, commodities. You know how much I like the metal sector for the very long term, but we saw awfully good gains last year, and many of those metals roared into this year. The leading industrial metals became quite overextended. Have a look at the zinc chart, that sort of type 1 acceleration on the upside. Big downward dynamic, the type 2 top characteristic from the chart seminar. And it clawed its way back up to the highs, but then we've seen some downward dynamics recently. Again, I feel that a medium-term correction is underway for the industrial commodities as well. And that this is now spilled over into the metals. It started, medium-term correction started with the oil and natural gas sectors. So, again, a tricky environment here overall. Currencies, I think the dollar will weaken later on this year. Well, it's weakened this year, or at least until the last couple of days. We've seen pretty good technical rebound, and particularly today. Again, I think that we're going to see a choppy, nervous environment here overall. Currencies spend much more time ranging than they do trending. And the interest rate differentials and expectations regarding interest rates still favor the US dollar. So that cushions the downside somewhat. But I feel overall that we're much closer to a significant high for the dollar than we are to a significant low. There are some exceptions there. We've seen currencies that have been very, very strong, such as in recent years, such as the New Zealand dollar, where the government has actively sought to weaken its currency, and is succeeding. The yen carry remains an interesting topic of conversation, and there have been a number of forecasts for an end to the yen carry, but we've had those pretty much every year. Certainly, not enough has happened in terms of Japanese interest rates to bring an abrupt end to the yen carry. I suspect that we will see a reduction in the carry trades, not so much because of what the yen actually does, but because investors find a number of trades in stock markets, commodities, and bonds far less rewarding, and so reduce overall risk exposure. And then it's that on its own creates a partial unwinding of that yen carry trade. And folks, I think that's pretty much it. My overall message in here today, and not for the first time, is don't take too many risks in this environment. There are times when it certainly pays to be quite aggressive in markets, when we get clearly consistent, orderly, trending markets, and there are other times when we get a lot of choppy, ranging activity, inevitably a period of consistently trending markets. It leads to a more choppy type of environment in which it's very easy to be whipsawed from trading positions, and investors really find little that's that rewarding for them as well. And I think we're in one of those environments, so my message is be careful in here. And inevitably, if we go through a choppy overall market environment and see some medium-term corrections in some of our favorite areas, that will then set up conditions for another optimum money-making period. So I think we need to monitor what's going on. Because I reduce positions overall, that doesn't mean that I'm losing interest or that I'm going to stop watching markets very, very closely. Because to stay on top of our game and to see both the risks and the next the series of opportunities, I think we really do need to monitor technical action very closely. That's what I intend to do at any rate, and I commend it to you as well. All the best.